Looks like he's done it, said Musa. Well, the men thought. And Musa said, you must get your crop to the marketplace before it spoils, or you will not have money for the rest of the year. The men thought some more, and then Musa's face lit up. Oh, he said, Buki, there's another horse on this island. And Buki said, you mean Toussaint's horse? That's right, Toussaint's horse. Oh, no, said Buki. He will charge rent. He is the stingiest man on this island. Suppose you're going to have to pay it then, said Musa, because that crop has to reach the market. Well, now, Buki was very upset. But he set off down the road for Toussaint's house, and he thought when he got down there, he would just try to get that horse. So he smiled a broad smile when he saw Monsieur Toussaint, and he said, bonjour, bonjour, Monsieur Toussaint. And Toussaint said, bonjour, Buki, and whatever it is that you want, you cannot have it. Well, I just thought that I would ask for the horse. You do mean rent, don't you? How much? 15 gourds. Oh, boy, said Buki, I only have 5 gourds with me. You can bring the 10 other gourds with you when you come for the horse tomorrow morning. This is a contract. Now, Buki, a contract is a contract, and it is not to be broken. 15 gourds for the horse. You understand? Yes, he understood. You bring the rest of the money tomorrow morning. Oh, yes, and another thing. I place great store by my horse. I do not want to see as much placed on my horse as I sometimes see you carrying on your head. This upset Buki. And so Buki went back home, and he couldn't sleep. He tossed and turned all night. And he thought to himself, that Toussaint, he's the stingiest man on this island. He hangs on to money like a fly sticks to fresh meat. Early the next morning, he was wide awake when he heard a clip-clop, 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 clip-clop coming down the road. He jumped out of bed, and he ran to the door, and he saw Musa dragging that old runaway horse behind him. Now, bringing up the rear was T. Malise. Look, 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 said Musa. The rascal came back during the night, and I brought him right over. Now, you just keep him as long as you need him. Oh, no, said Buki. First, I don't have a horse. Then I have too many horses. Now, what am I going to do? Well, said Musa, you just tell Toussaint you don't need his horse, because now you have this one. I can't. I'm under contract. And Toussaint told me I couldn't break that contract, that a contract is a contract. Now, at this point, T. Malise stepped forward. And ever the good friend of Buki, he said, would you like to break that contract? And Buki thought that was a silly question to ask. Very well, said T. Malise, I will go with you. And when we reach Toussaint's house, I will do the talking. Well, the two men set off down the road, and when they reached Monsieur Toussaint's house, Toussaint had his great big sleek horse out waiting for the rest of his money. But before he could say a word, T. Malise walked to that horse's head, and very carefully he examined that horse's head. And then very carefully and very slowly, he examined the full length of that horse. Ooh, I say, said Monsieur Toussaint, that's a horse. Haven't you ever seen a horse before? I know it's a horse, said T. Malise, but I would just like to know if this horse is going to be big enough. Big enough, said Toussaint. Yes, yes, big enough. And so with that, T. Malise took out a tape measure, and he walked to the middle of that horse, And he pulled out his tape measure and he said, "Now, Buki, I will put you right in the middle of the horse. Now, that's about 12 inches. I will sit directly in front of you, which could be another 12. I'm going to put my wife in front of me towards the horse's neck. She's on about 10 inches. We're definitely going to have to swing Madame Buki way out on the hind end of this horse. I mean, she's 14 inches if she's an inch. Now, wait just a minute," said Toussaint. "You can't put four great big people on my horse. What do you think he is?" "Well," said Timalise, "I think he's a horse. But I think it's up to him to get both families to Sordeaux for the festivities. It's up to him." Now, Toussaint was puzzled. Timalise said, "You know, I do not like leaving the children home. I'm going to take my children, and I will put one behind one ear of the horse, the other one behind the other ear, and my wife can hold my baby. Now, Buki, your wife can hold your baby, and then we will swing Buquinella and Buquinetta way out on the hind end of the horse." Now, by this time, Toussaint was jumping up and down. The perspiration was pouring off of him. "You can't do this," he said. "You will wear my horse's legs down to his knees. The whole thing is off." "Let me see," said Timalise. "Now, we are going right past the marketplace. I think I'll just get that old double basket that I have and put it, swing it over the horse's head. Now, in one basket, I can put the goat, and in the other basket, I can put the ducks and the chickens and the geese." "The contract is off," said Monsieur Toussaint. "You take back the 5 gourds, and the whole thing is off." 5 gourds?" asked Timalise. "Now, I thought the contract said 15 gourds." "Well, it did," said Monsieur Toussaint, "but Buki only gave me 5 gourds." "I'm not interested in what Buki gave you. You said yourself, a contract is a contract, and the contract called for 15 gourds. I think we'll have to go to the police post about this." It was at this moment that Buki realized what was happening, and no longer could he keep quiet. And so he said, "Timalise, I'm on the horse. You are on the horse. We have all the children on the horse. And we have the goat. And we have the ducks and the chickens and the geese on the horse. Now I'm asking you, where are we going to put Grandmother?" When Monsieur Toussaint heard about Grandmother, he threw 15 gourds in the dust, jumped up on his horse, and rode away. Timalise picked up that money and put it in his pocket. Then the two men rolled in the dust and they laughed. "Oh," they said, "no one will believe that we got money from the stingiest, meanest man on this island." So they went home to tell Madame Buki about this. And Buki said to his wife, he said, "My dear, this is ever a day to remember. We gave that rascal 5 gourds, and we got back 15 gourds." They laughed about it, and they had some hot chocolate, and then Timalise said goodbye, and he went over the hills toward the marketplace. "Ah, yes," said Buki, "I tell you, madame, this is a day ever... Oh, no. Oh, my." He felt in one pocket. He felt in the other pocket. "Oh," he said, "that rascal Timalise has taken all of the money."